It's Sunday Breakfast on BBC Radio Oxford. Hello, Phil Mercer with you this morning. Now, it's the annual Ride and Stride on Saturday, so just about a week from now. This thing is, I mean, it's quite spectacular. If you'll be pottering around parts of Oxfordshire, you might well see people on bicycles with a bit of high-vis in or walking across the fields, heading in the general direction of a church, probably. Let's explain this a bit more. Hilary Capebread Hall is the Ride and Stride coordinator for Oxfordshire. Hi there, Hilary. I mean, this is a spectacular thing, I have to say, as I spent many times out and about and spotted people disappearing across the horizon and heading off to somewhere or other. Talk me through the Ride and Stride and why you're doing this.
This is now about the 40th year in Oxfordshire, so well established. It is a day to fundraise for Historic Churches Trust to raise money, which they then give out in grants to churches and chapels across their county for restoration, renovation and reordering programmes.
This is important work, because without the work that you do, some of these churches, I think, would be in a pretty poor state. And just give us an example of some of the churches we're talking about here in Oxfordshire, because they come in all shapes and sizes, don't they?
They do indeed. And we give to churches of any Christian denomination. So we've given to Quaker meeting houses, to Roman Catholic Church, to Baptist churches, Church of England, and some are phenomenally old. And it's grants for everything from, you know, the dreaded rainwater goods and things like that, wall paintings, and more, helping churches to put in facilities so they can become a better part of the community, a bigger part, you know, things like a loo and a little kitchen. Because those of us that live in villages, often it is the only public building in the village.
I was thinking just that. I mean, it's sometimes, you know, the community hangs off the church, basically, doesn't it, really?
So, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's quite, a lot of people may suggest, oh, well, you've got to preserve these things, you've got to look after them, stick them in aspic, or whatever they would say. But as you say, it is quite important, isn't it, that they can continue to have a life.
Absolutely. And if you look at how churches have been used, some of them are 1,000 or more years old. They've done lots of things in their 1,000 years. They have been part of our lives. It's where you went and thanked God for Agincourt or the Armada. You know, it's just phenomenal how, when you think all the things that have happened in those churches and lots of different activities. And we're not new in making them multi-purpose.
Are there any particularly that you're quite proud of, that if you pop into that church, you think, well, that was us?
Yeah, it's quite exciting, you know, when you go around and you sort of often see these different things. And, you know, churches that have really terrible times. I mean, you know, ones that have to close because bits are falling off them and it's too dangerous to go near. And then, you know, a couple of years later, you go back and it's open again. This trust gave over £500,000 in grants. So that's, you know, an awful lot of money. It's so exciting. It's such a privilege. You know, you go into a church and it means all the difference to the people who live there.
Now, it must be very important, the Ride and Stride, in ensuring that you can do that. I know it plays a significant part in your fundraising for the year. Talk us through what the Ride and Stride is.
So the idea is that you can ride as on a cycle or a horse or a mobility scooter or stride as in walk. And the idea is that you visit churches. Now, we are very conscious that time is changing. And perhaps people have less time to do these things. Perhaps for health reasons, they can only do it in little bits. So we're very flexible. Although it's a special day, if people need to do it over 2 or 3 days, that's great by us. And so we've introduced recently on our website suggested routes for cyclists and walkers. We've got 192 different churches already listed on one of those routes.
Wow.
So, you know, go to our website and have a look, and then you could choose something that perhaps you could manage to do.
Yeah. So you're not expected to do all 192?
No, you're definitely not going to do all 192 in a day. But even, you know, there are some people who now, a town walk, which is what we've now promoted this year, is great because you can actually just walk from one church to the next and have a good sit down and a cup of coffee. And then there are other things that are short rides between a couple of safe churches for families to take part in. It's being part of it that matters. And welcomers can be sponsored. So lots and lots of churches have welcomers to say hello. You know, I hear about, you know, blackberry cakes and flapjacks and all these things. They love it, but they can be sponsored too.
Excellent. OK, so is this coming Saturday, the Ride and Stride? You can get more information at ohct.org.uk. Hilary Cakebread Hall, thank you so much, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you very much indeed.
It's BBC Radio Oxford.